Hi, my friends. I'm Marshall Bercher, and welcome to this episode of Healing Your Codependency. If you're new to me, I help codependents get aligned with their real worth, their satisfaction, and their purpose so that they can create a life that they enjoy. Before we jump into today's episode, I want to give you a heads up that enrollment for the Foundation course is open right now. It closes April 19th. Class starts 6 p.m. on Sunday at April 21st. This is the course that helps you restore your emotional safety, your sense of self-worth, and your belonging so that you can become more aligned with the satisfaction, the relationships, and the joy that you seek in your world. The information is below in the description or at my website at healyourcodependency.com. Come and join us. And now, let's jump into today's episode. So my friends, in this episode, we're going to jump into the three things that you must trust in yourself in order to successfully break free of codependency. So these three things are essential because without them, you're going to defer to other people as an authority in your world. So basically, trusting ourselves means we are putting ourselves in the seat of authority. I'm the first person I turn to understand my reality. I'm not turning to other people, places, and things to understand it first. I might turn to certain people for reassurance or insight that I trust because they've shown that they have a concern for my well-being and my truth and my reality, and they're not there to get me to agree with their reality and the way they think things should be. Instead, they're going to point me towards trusting my own self while providing insights into what I'm sharing with them. So trusting ourselves is all about treating ourselves as the sovereign authority over our reality so that we can make choices and take actions that align with our well-being. So the first thing we must trust in ourselves is the legitimacy of our lived experience. This is the thing that gets gaslit all the time. Well, you shouldn't feel that way. Well, if you did, there's something wrong with you. Oh, well, that's not my problem. I'm sorry you feel that way. We're not really being well received or acknowledged in those experiences. And we're being dismissed, we're being criticized, we're being discarded in those kinds of responses to the things we have felt and that we have lived through. And when we are coming from codependency, we have a high dependency on others, a high reliance on others for reassurance that what we are feeling, what we're thinking, what we're experiencing, what we need or what we want is okay. It's valid. It's real. It's okay to want that kind of thing because we're not sure. We're not sure because we have been taught to doubt ourselves in those things. And that doubt has been used against us as a way of giving the other person leverage and power over us so that we do what they want us to do rather than us being attuned to who we want to be and what we need in our world. So essential thing number one, trusting the legitimacy of your lived experience. This means is, oh, this thing happened to me. This is how it felt to me. This is the way I perceived it. That's real and valid. That does not need to be justified, defended, argued, or even explained. It's just like, well, that's how it felt to me. And a person who is emotionally available would respond to that going, thank you for helping me understand what you experienced in this thing, in this experience we had together. And the experience you have is a result of the things going on within you in that moment, along with all your history. Of course, it's valid. So trusting ourselves and trusting the legitimacy of our lived experience is essential to us feeling sane, feeling seen, being able to know what our boundaries are, what our needs are, what our wants are, and ultimately being able to choose people, places, and things effectively because they align with us or they don't. Further, when we trust our lived experience, we gain wisdom and insight into our own conditioning, our own programming, and our own genuine desires. Because sometimes our lived experience is a reflection of the past, and that's where we have like a trigger show up. We're responding to present situation from the past and they're not necessarily aligned. That gives us a chance to know and understand what needs care and love for ourselves in our lives so that now we can respond to the situation in front of us from a more present state and a more effective state rather than the trauma or the trigger overwhelming us and putting us into a reactive state. This is why I always trust the legitimacy of my lived experiences because they either come from the past or they come from the present, or they come from something in the future that I fear or anticipate will happen. So this helps us become inoculated to gaslighting, to manipulation, and it helps us quickly weed people out that don't actually have the availability, skills, or desire to understand and respect our own personal experience. If we're going to have functional, deep, compatible relationships where I have intimacy and trust, we need to be with people who respect our experience. They may not necessarily agree with it, but they're not going to gaslight us with it. They're going to be like, okay, I see where you're coming from. I see what this means to you. And they care about that experience you're having, that impact you're going through. So again, essential thing to trust, number one, trusting the legitimacy of your lived experience. Essential thing number two is to trust the reality of your worth. Because worth is often conditioned as this thing that we have to earn, build, or maintain in our world. It's kind of superfluous. It's kind of a meta concept. It's not something we can actually just grab onto. And this is because the world likes this idea of self-esteem. Self-esteem is something we build. It's something we cultivate. We go to the self-esteem gym and work out and get swole on the self-esteems. My work, we do not do that. In the foundation course and in the transformation system, we root to what I call indomitable worth. This is a type of worth that's intrinsic to who you are. It's what you're made of, and it is independent of all conditions. It doesn't depend on you having, being, or doing a certain thing or being a certain way to have worth. You already have it. The work is to attune to it, embody, and express it in your world. This starts with trusting that you have worth, that worth is real and it's sovereign, that it's right there for you. Last, the power of this. It's here now. I don't have to earn it. I don't have to prove it. I don't have to justify it. I don't even have to explain it. My work is to feel it, align with it, so that I know what to express and communicate into the world from it. So when we trust the reality of our worth, that we have sovereign worth, we're no longer going to be entangled by other people's approval and rejection. We're going to be more curious about how they fit with us and how satisfied or unsatisfied we are with them in our world. We become much more choosy, much more confident. We have greater clarity into what we really want to experience and have on a regular basis, because now we're not chasing worth and investing all this time and energy in this outside of ourselves. Instead, that time, that energy, that attention can be invested into our own awareness. And this is where we learn what we really want and what we don't, and then we can take action towards those things. Further, when we trust the reality of our worth, we become inoculated to manipulation. We become inoculated to being shamed into being a particular way. We can very, very quickly detect people who are toxic for us, and then we can step away from them or remove them from our lives. So trusting the reality of our worth allows us to find more safety, more sovereignty in our world, and then build meaningful connection with people who are healthy for us. And that brings us to essential thing number three, and that is trusting our senses. So when we trust our senses, what do I mean? Well, a sense is kind of like that gut instinct. What is my body telling me? Like, I'm at a party and there's something off with one of the people at the party. Okay. I'm going to like, and my sense is like, stay away, don't interact. Okay, then I won't. It's that kind of thing. There can also be the sense of like, ooh, get to know this person. You're drawn towards the person. I get to know them, understand them, see what that's like, see who they are, see what I discover. That sense can come in as an intuitive impulse or intuitive hit that says, do this or do that. Trusting our senses allows us to attune to our physical world better, our emotional world better. It allows us to sense people, places, and things out and see how this makes sense to us right now or not. It allows us to sense into opportunities and see if this is something we want to take a risk on. When we trust our senses, we get more connection with our intuitive self, our intuitive guidance, and to our inherent alignment with our satisfaction, our peace, our fulfillment in our life. It's crucial and essential that we trust our senses. Further, when we're trusting our senses, we're going to find ourselves with people, places, and things that are more fulfilling for us, and we're going to avoid unnecessary and problematic relationships and experiences in our life. All right, now I'm going to give you some tools to start making this kind of trust real in your world. It's going to start with a what shifts question. And with essential thing number one, trusting the legitimacy of your lived experience, the what shifts question is, what shifts if I trust just a bit that my experiences are legitimate and valid? See what shows up with that. Allow whatever is there to take up space and then record it. And practice exploring that question a little more. Essential thing number two, the question would be, what shifts when I trust just a bit that I have real worth? See what emerges in that space. And then essential thing number three, what shifts if I trust just a bit my senses and what they're telling me? See what arises there. See what turns on for you there, what you become aware of. My friends, when you have these three essential trusts in place, you're going to become more confident. You're going to feel safer. You're going to be more discerning about the people, places, and things you bring into your world. And you're going to be exiting the land of codependency at a really rapid pace. If you want to learn how to do this and build this into your daily life, come join us in the foundation trainings where I teach you how to build emotional safety, self-worth, and belonging in your world with this foundation of trust there. So go gently with yourselves in this practice, my friends. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, along with your questions and your experiences. And I will see you guys in our next episode. Bye-bye. So thank you for watching this episode. Now, if you're looking for more tools, guidance, support in your healing and in your freedom, you can join my work by going to join.freethesolve.com. You'll get access to tools, trainings, and opportunities to work with me that take you deeper in your healing, your freedom, and your satisfaction in your life. So click below and join today, and I'll see you there.